Hey everyone, this is Will Fadoo at the WillFadoo.com podcast, where we're discussing the latest and greatest in leadership, communication, personal and professional development, as I ask the question, how can I help you today? So I encourage you to get comfortable, get something to write with if you're not driving, open your mind, and hopefully as we spend a little bit of time together today, you'll gain new ideas and strategies that'll help you become the best that you can be today. Hey everyone, and on this episode, I'm going to be talking about the topic of persistence, which is pretty interesting. I've been thinking a lot about it lately. When you think about constantly attacking something that's bigger than you, or a task or a project or some sort of accomplishment that is so large that it's not something that can be done quickly, it's not something that can be done over a short period of time, it's something that's going to take a long time. And I think about the times where I've had to do certain things, whether it was college, whether it was grad school, whether it was when I was in flight school, these different things that took, you know, years to do. It wasn't a short thing. And there was a few other times, like I said, when I was in the military, I went through boot camp, went through officer candidate school, and these things took anywhere from 8 weeks, took 17 weeks, just long times, being deployed if you were gone for a few months, things that take a long time. And the idea of not giving up. And that's so cliche where you see the cat posters about, you know, just hang in there. But that message is truly profound as far as if you just keep doing that one thing over and over again, every single day, you give it your absolute best and just keep hammering away. You've heard the old adage, you know, how do you eat an elephant? Well, one bite at a time. And we have to look at some of these things just like water, where either waves on the shore lapping against some sort of stone cliff can just wear it down, where dripping water can erode stone and make these huge pathways through these seemingly impenetrable forces. And that's what persistence can do. It's just steady application, getting better and better, pushing further a little bit at a time. I also think about, you know, my daughter. I have an 8-year-old daughter, one of my daughters, and lately we've been talking about this whole concept of persistence, where she started some sports, you know, she started doing track, and at first she was signed up as a medium distance runner. She was doing the 800 meter, and I remember her first race, she went through, she made it one lap around, she made it about a quarter of the way through the other one, and then she just stopped. She was crying, she was out of breath, she was just totally overwhelmed. She's in last place and she wanted to walk off the field and said, no, we're going to finish this race. We're going to finish it. And it reminded me of all those scenes you've seen in any of those movies where me as her father helping her out, finishing that lap. So by the time we got around, you know, everyone in the stadium is just clapping. It was a really just neat experience with my kid. But the idea was that we're never going to give up. We're going to keep pushing through. And we're going to continue to make headway on whatever we're working on. So we told her, just have fun. You just keep working on this. And we're going to finish the season out. Well, every week she went to practice. And every week during her track meet, she got better. She got better. She got better. Finally, in the last meet of the season, she was actually able to come in third place in her division and get that medal. And to stand on the podium with a medal. And just the beaming on her face, just the joy and the pride that something she accomplished. But it took time. And we've been talking to her and just working with her about the idea that you can do anything and you're probably not going to be very good at it at the beginning, or it might take a long time, but we're going to continue to get better and just press forward and it'll get easier. And now she's taking some riding lessons with a friend for riding horses in our neck of the woods. But she's starting to get that concept that I may not be good at something in the beginning, but if I keep pushing in, if I keep up that persistence, I'm going to get better. I'm going to get better. And for you too, whether it's that goal that's going to take a long time, whether you're not, you're trying to save up money for retirement, or you're trying to get through college, or you're pushing through something hard for an extended period of time. It's just that idea of if I get up every single day and just keep hammering it away at it, keep pressing on, keep chipping away, eventually I'm going to accomplish that, and I'm going to get better in the process. So that's just some of my initial thoughts that I've been thinking about this week on persistence. Even for this podcast and everything on willfadoo.com, I'm working on producing some videos as well so you can have some video content as well. And part of that has been a learning curve for me. And you haven't seen any video yet because I'm continuing to hone the process, refine the process, make it better so that you have quality product. And that's my own lessons and application this week for myself in persistence is keep messing with lighting, keep messing with recording software, keep messing with the recording equipment, you know, the cameras, the audio, you know, doing multiple takes, multiple edits, lots of time spent trying to get it just right. And then finally to look at it and say, you know, I really don't like that. And it's not going to pass my own personal test to put out on the market. So even I'm being constantly reminded of what it is to apply persistence and just keep at it until it's either complete or you've gotten a lot better at it. That's all I have for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. It wasn't too long. As I continue to ask, how can I help you today? Welcome back, and I hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for spending some time with me. Check out willfadoo.com. You can also follow me on social media. Until next time, where I continue to ask, how can I help you today?